us pray.
我们大家一起祷告。
Father, as we turn our attention now to your word,
天父，我们在这里聆听你的话语。
Lord, we pray that you'll give us ears to hear.
我们求您给我们耳朵来听您的话语。
That we'll understand the message you have for us.
我们能够理解您的信息。
And Lord, that we will not be hearers of the word only, but doers as well.
我们不光听到您的话，我们还要去做。
Dear glory, Father,
亲爱的天父啊,
in Jesus' name we ask these.
奉主耶稣基督的名我们求。
Amen.
Amen.
It was the 1920s.
这是大概1920年发生的事情。
The Roaring Twenties.
那个非常激烈的1920年。
The days of jazz, prohibition, and the mob.
那时候是爵士乐的时代，是禁酒令的时代，也是暴徒、歹徒乱行的时代。
High-profile gangsters trying to take control of the city.
最大恶极的黑帮的领袖呢，他们都要占领这个城市的街道。
It was also the days of Billy Sunday.
而且Billy Sunday当时是有名的人。
Billy Sunday was what every young boy dreamed of, being a professional athlete, a major league baseball player.
他是一个棒球的明星，每一个年轻的男孩，小小的男孩子都希望有一天他们也能够成为Billy Sunday.
But Billy Sunday heard the gospel, came to Christ, and abandoned his career as a ball player.
Billy Sunday他听到了福音，接受了耶稣基督，他放弃了他如日中天的棒球事业。
He became a crusade evangelist.
他变成了一个传道人。
Renting out stadiums and preaching the gospel to thousands upon thousands of people.
他办非常大的传道会，有成千上万的人来听他的信息。
One day, he's doing a crusade in Chicago, and as he's standing on the podium preaching the gospel, he looks at the front row, and to his shock, he sees sitting there Al Capone, the most infamous of the gangsters.
有一天他在芝加哥办了一个大型的传道会，当他在讲台上正在激烈的讲的时候，他发现非常吃惊的在第一排的观众里面坐的一个当时非常罪大恶极的黑帮领袖Al Capone.
But he kept preaching the gospel.
他继续讲他的福音信息。And
after he was finished, he was backstage and suddenly he looked up and he saw Al Capone walking towards him.
他讲到结束之后呢，他到了后台，他抬起头来，忽然看到这个 黑帮的领袖Al Capone朝他走过来了。And
admittedly, he was a little nervous. Why is this gangster coming towards him?
理所当然他有一些害怕。他说为什么这个人他来找我呢?
To his surprise, Capone says to him, "Preacher, you touched me right here."
但是黑帮领袖说，这个传道人你触摸到我的心灵了。
I heard your message. I love your message. I want to become a Christian.
我听到你的信息呢，我喜欢你这个信息，我也要成为基督徒。
Well, Billy Sunday, of course, is overjoyed. He leads Al Capone through the sinner's prayer, "Lord, come into my life," and wow, he just goes home. He is so happy.
那 Billy Sunday 当然他非常的兴奋了。他给这个黑帮的领袖又讲了一讲福音，然后领着他做了罪人的祷告，他就很开心的回家了。
A week later, he's going to have another crusade there, and he decides it would be a good idea to invite Al Capone to come and give his testimony.
一周以后, Billy Sunday 他又要有一个大型的传教会。他想啊，那如果能够把 Al Capone 请来做做见证，那这是一件多好的事情呢。
So he calls up Al Capone and asks if he'd be willing to come and speak at the crusade, and Capone says, "Sure, preacher, sure."
他问问 Al Capone，他说没问题，我会来。
And Billy says to him, "This is great. You can tell people how you used to be a gangster. You were involved in illegal alcohol and drug running and prostitution rings and gambling. And now the Lord has delivered you from all of these. You are now a good man. You do not do these things anymore."
那 Billy Sunday 说，你给大家讲一讲你是怎么样从一个黑帮的领袖，你介入这些非法的卖酒，非法的 贩毒、非法的搞这个妓女的圈儿，到现在你都不做这些事情了，你变成了一个好人了。
And Al Capone says, "Wait a minute. What do you mean I gave these things up? I have to give these things up?"
那就现在换成这个黑帮的领袖很吃惊了。他说：“你什么意思？你是说我不能再做这些生意了吗？不能再做这样的事情了？”
He said, "You didn't tell me if I'm going to become a Christian, I have to stop doing these things."
他说：“你没有告诉我，成为基督徒，我就不能再做这样的事情了。”
And he said, well, in that case, forget it.
他说, 如果这样的话, 那我不愿意再做基督徒了。
Now, in the case of Al Capone, this is glaringly obvious.
那我们可以看到这个黑帮领袖的想法是非常有问题的。
He would have to change his lifestyle dramatically if he's going to become a Christian.
要做个基督徒呢, 他的生活方式要有非常大的改变。He
wasn't about to do that.
他不愿意做这样的改变。
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people in church who live in the same way, thinking that you can become a Christian and there need be no change in your lifestyle.
那很不幸的，我们教会中有一些人有类似的想法，他们认为做基督徒并不会影响他们的生活方式。
You can be a believer, you can be a Christian, and just live exactly the same way you always did.
你可以信神，你可以做基督徒，但是你还可以持续以前的生活方式。
They're missing a key point here.
那他们缺少了解非常重要的一点。
Jesus didn't call people just to be believers, but to be disciples.
耶稣基督并不只是叫我们做信徒，他是叫我们做他的门徒。
And being a disciple makes certain demands on your life, and it comes with a certain cost.
那做门徒也就是说，神对我们的生活有要求，我们要付出一定的代价。
Let's look at our first reading this morning, Matthew 8:18-22.
那我们看看今天的这个圣经信息，马太福音8章18至22节。
Looks pretty strange, doesn't it?
是不是看起来很奇怪？
Two guys come to Jesus, professing a desire to follow him, and he all but chases them away.
那留两个人，他们找到耶稣基督，他们说愿意跟从耶稣基督，但好像耶稣把他们赶走了。
That's not what we're supposed to do, is it?
我们难道应该这样做吗？
Aren't we supposed to sit them down, maybe take them through those four spiritual laws booklet, pray the sinner's prayer, and presto, instant Christian?
那我们是不是应该和他们一起坐下来，领他们看四个属灵原则的小册子，然后跟他们一起做罪人的祷告？是不是这样他就成为基督徒了呢？
Especially that first guy, he's a scribe, a teacher of the law.
那第一个人呢，是一个文士，也就是律法的教师。
That made him a big star in the day, a celebrity.
那他在那时候就算是一个明星了。Remember,
they didn't have rock stars in those days.
那时候他们没有摇滚乐的明星。They
didn't have K-pop stars.
他们也没有K-pop star.
No athletes, no NBA, no LeBron James.
他们没有体育明星，也没有这些影视圈的明星，或者是NBA的球星。Best
you had were scribes.
那当时这些文士、律法教师就是他们的明星了。
And you know, when like a big celebrity comes to Christ, wow, that's a big thing. You can really use him.
如果大明星来接受耶稣的话，是不是他应该很好的抓住这个机会呢？
So why didn't Jesus do that? Why did he all but chase him away instead?
但为什么耶稣没有这样做？为什么他好像把这个人赶跑了？
Let's look more carefully at the story.
那我们看一看经文的阐述。
The first man says, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus replies about foxes have holes, birds of the air have the nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
那这个律法教师对耶稣说，老师，无论你往哪里去，我都要跟从你。但耶稣的回答是，狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子却没有安枕之处。
Do you realize, he asks, if you follow me, you go where I go, and I'm an itinerant preacher, I don't have a nice home, I don't have a nice house, I don't even have what a fox has or a bird has.
那耶稣基督是要跟这个人讲清楚，你说我去哪你就去哪里，那我好像是游荡江湖的一个传教士，我都不像狐狸和飞鸟一样有一个家，我没有地方可以安枕。It's
not going to be that smooth sailing you might have expected.
那接受了我，并不是说你的生活会一帆风顺。He's
showing him the cost of following.
他要跟这个人讲清楚跟从主的代价。You
say you want to follow me, do you know what you're getting into?
你说你要跟从我，你知道你要过什么样的生活吗？
If you want to follow me, that's great, but you have to know what it entails before you do it.
你要跟从我是一件很好的事情，但是你一定要了解你的生活会有什么样的改变。With
the second man, it's even stranger.
那第二个人也是很奇怪的。
He says, Lord, let me first go and bury my father, and that seems to be a very reasonable request.
那第二个人说，主啊，请让我先回去安葬我的父亲。这看起来是一个很合理的请求呀。It's
a matter of filial piety.
这好像是让我们中国人也讲的孝顺。In
ancient Israel, that was the most important thing a son could do for his father.
在古时的以色列，耶稣基督时代的以色列， 孝顺也是孩子对父母能够尽的最大的职责。
How can Jesus say no?
那耶稣基督为什么说不呢？
Seems callous.
看起来好像很不近人情。
And again, it would seem he's pushing this man away.
好像他不愿意接受这个人。
It's easier to understand if you realize that if the father were dead, he'd be buried in 24 hours.
那如果我们大家了解当时的以色列的风俗，我们要知道，当一个人死去，他要在24小时之内就要安葬。
The father's actually not dead.
这个人的父亲还没有去世。
Second guy is actually saying, you know, I'll follow you one day. First, I have all these obligations. Sometime in the future, maybe a long time in the future, when all my family obligations are done, then I'll follow you.
那这个人说啊，我对家庭尽的这些职责，当我都尽完这些职责的话，有一天我会来跟从你。
And what Jesus says, and we must not miss the import of this, if you want to follow me, you have to put me ahead of all else.
那耶稣基督说你要跟从我，那我必须是你生命中的第一位。
Above familial ties, above your very own self.
即使对你的父母，对你自己，我都要超乎他们。
Your duty to me supersedes every responsibility the world lays on you.
你对我的职责要超越任何你对世界的职责。
And again, he's showing the cost of following him.
那再一次的，他向这个人显明了跟从耶稣基督要付出的代价。
It's not simply a matter of believing and then going about your business like before.
并不是说相信了耶稣基督，然后过和以前一样的生活。
You see, first Jesus calls us to believe.
那耶稣基督叫我们来相信他。
And it is as we believe that we pass from death to life, we inherit eternal life.
我们接受他之后，我们就出死入生，我们继承了永生。
By grace alone, through faith alone, in the true Christ alone.
借助神的恩典，因我们的信心，因为耶稣基督的罪，我们的罪做的赎罪，我们才可以得救。
But it doesn't end there. That's just the beginning.
但这并不是我们精神生活的结束。这是我们信心之旅的开始。
Because Jesus doesn't call us just to be believers, but to be disciples.
耶稣基督不是叫我们只做信徒，他是叫我们做他的门徒。
What is a disciple?
门徒是什么？
It is one who professes to have learned certain principles from another and maintains them on that other's authority.
那是一个人从另一个人的地方学到了某种原则，然后因为对另一个人的权威的认识，他愿意来维持同样的原则。
He follows in his master's footsteps.
他愿意跟着大师的足迹在走。
The Great Commission in Matthew 28:19, Jesus tells us, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
那马太福音28:19说到，耶稣基督叫我们去使万民做他的门徒。
It doesn't even separate the two. If you're going to be a believer, he expects you to be a disciple as well.
所以信徒和门徒应该是合二为一的。
And becoming a Christian, being a Christian, that's free.
做基督徒是免费的。
But being a disciple, that comes with a cost.
做门徒是有代价的。
And you need to consider that cost.
那你要好好的考虑这个代价。
It encompasses radically changed lifestyle, priorities, commitments, destiny.
它包括我们这个生活方式急剧的改变，包括我们命运的改变，包括我们生活中的重心的改变。
It affects how you use your time, your money, your talents.
它会影响我们如何的花我们的时间、我们的金钱和我们的才智。
It involves how you treat your family, your friends, and yes, your enemies.
它也会影响我们如何对待我们的家庭、我们的朋友，甚至我们的敌人。
You can no longer live for yourself. You must take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow him.
我们再也不能为自己活，我们要背负我们的十字架，背叛自己，为耶稣基督而活。
That's the point that Jesus is beginning to raise with these two would-be followers.
那这也就是耶稣基督给这两个想跟从他的人讲的道理。
It's the principle that Jesus teaches in our other reading, Luke 14:25-33.
那在路加福音14:25-33，耶稣基督也讲了同样的原则。
Here we see him making two demands.
那这里面我看到他给大家有两个要求。
And showing two analogies.
给大家讲了两个比喻。
First demand, whoever comes to me and does not hate his father and mother is not worthy of me.
那要跟从我呢， 就一定要爱我胜过他的父母、妻子、儿女。
And that's shocking.
但是听起来也挺让人吃惊的。
Scandalous.
好像是像丑闻一样。
In ancient Israel, filial piety was just so important.
在古代的以色列，孝顺孝忠是非常非常重要的。
And it shocks us too.
对我们来讲也是很吃惊。
I mean, hate is a bad thing. It's extreme negative feelings against a person.
那这里面说要恨你的父母，这恨好像是非常强的一种情感。
And it goes on to say you must hate your own life also.
那又说你要恨自己的生命。
It's actually not as bad as all that.
但其实解经并不是这样子的。
What Jesus is using is actually a Hebrew idiom.
其实他讲的是一个希伯来文的俗语。
An idiom is a figure of speech unique to a language.
那俗语是非常的独特的。
When you translate it into another language, it doesn't always make sense.
当你把这个俗语翻译成另一种文字的时候，有的时候从字面来讲，这个意思好像并不对。
There's an idiom, English idiom you might have heard of that says out of sight, out of mind.
那英文有一个俗语，那中文翻译出来就是眼不见心不烦。
And you know what that means.
那你知道它的意思。
But I remember reading about a computer program designed to translate from one language into another.
那我们电脑现在也是我们经常用的翻译软件，那当时这个翻译软件大家用它来翻译这个俗语。
It fed this expression out of sight, out of mind into the computer, translated into Chinese, and then translated back into English.
那把这个俗语呢输到电脑的翻译软件，把英文翻译成中文，又从中文翻译回了英文。
It came back as invisible idiot.
那它翻译出来就变成看不见的傻瓜。
That's the problem with idioms.
那这就是俗语的问题。
Hebrew uses hate and love as an idiom for just expressing which one you choose.
那在希伯来文中，当他说爱和恨的时候，其实是给你一个选择。
Yeah, when he says Jacob I have loved, but Esau I've hated, in Malachi 1:2-3.
在马拉基书二章的二到三节中，神说我爱雅各，但是恨以扫。
All it means is he chose Jacob.
其实这个意思就是说我选择了雅各，不是以扫。
They may as well ask you, you know, which flavor of ice cream do you want? I say, hate the vanilla, love the chocolate.
那如果你问这个牧师他喜欢哪种口味的冰淇淋，他会说不恨香草味的，但是爱巧克力味的。
So Jesus was not calling for negative feelings against anybody, let alone your parents.
哎，耶稣基督不是让你去恨其他的人，更不是让你去恨你的父母。
But it was still shocking because he is demanding supreme loyalty.
但这还是很令人吃惊，因为他是要你完全的忠诚。
He demands to be number one in the lives of those who choose him.
如果你接受他的话，他要做你生命中的第一。
Rabbis in the day commanded respect and affection, but only God can command complete devotion.
那当时的宗教领袖是要大家的尊崇，但只有神才可以要你完完全全的听从遵从他。
Number two, he says you have to take up your cross.
然后他又给了一个要求，他说你要背负你的十字架。
And again, that's a reference to condemned criminals sentenced to be crucified who actually had to take up their cross and carry it to the execution site.
那当时的被判刑的罪犯呢，他们要背起自己的十字架走到这个对他们处决的地方。
And all the way, people would be mocking and ridiculing them.
在他们走这全程的时候呢，所有的人都会耻笑他们，唾弃他们。
That happened to Jesus himself.
那耶稣基督也经历了这一切。
And his disciples also subject themselves to mocking, ridicule, and the enmity of the world.
他的使徒也是被人耻笑，被人唾弃，成为世界的敌人。
And ultimately giving up their lives for him.
最后他们为主，为他们的信仰而献身。
But then he gives two analogies, and we have to take these very, very seriously.
那他又给了我们两个比喻，那我们要很认真的看一看这两个比喻。
Analogy number one, he's talking about a man who sets about to build a tower.
那第一个比喻是讲这个人在建一个塔，一个楼房。
And he says, imagine a man who starts building a tower, but then isn't able to finish it.
那耶稣基督讲到，哪有人建楼房不事先坐下来计算成本，看能否建成？
Aren't people going to make fun of this guy?
那人们是不是会笑他呢？
The application is clear.
那这个意思是很明显的。
Before you build a tower, you better count the cost to make sure you have enough to finish.
在你建一个工程之前，你一定要计算一下需要的成本资金，能够保证你完成这个工程。
Understand what discipleship entails. Count the cost beforehand. Make an informed decision. Know what you're getting into.
那也知道做耶稣基督的门徒是需要什么样的代价，你要想想，仔细的考虑好了，然后才接受。
So when you start that Christian life, you can endure all the way to the end. You can finish it.
这样才可以保证你接受耶稣基督之后可以坚持到底。
Now at this point, some of you might be scared.
那这时候可能有一些人已经觉得很紧张了。
You might be thinking, wow, that is a high cost.
那这个成本有时候可能太高了。
If this is what it takes to be a disciple, maybe I shouldn't get into it.
如果做门徒要这么大的代价，也许我不应该做这个门徒。
Maybe it's time to start backing out.
也许需要撤退了。
I mean, Jesus said, count the cost. That's what I did. I counted. I made an informed choice. That cost is just too high, so I'm going to say no.
那耶稣基督讲要想一想这个代价，我想了想，我觉得这个代价太高了，我不要再做了。
If you're starting to think that way, you better look at that second analogy, because that's the flip side.
如果你这样想的话，那我们就要看看第二个比喻了。这个向你展示了，如果你不接受神会怎么样。
In this one, you're the king going out to battle.
那你现在是一个王要出去打仗。
You got 10,000 soldiers.
你有一万士兵跟从你。
That other king, he's got 20,000.
那另一个王呢，他有两万士兵。
You're going to be able to take on that king who's got twice as many soldiers as you do?
那他有你两倍的士兵，你觉得你会打败他吗？
If you conclude no, you'd better send out a peace delegation and find out the terms of peace.
那你觉得如果自己打不败他，那这时候可能要去派一个求和团去向他求和。
It's a subtle distinction between the two analogies, but very, very important.
这两个比喻看起来教你不同的意思，但是是非常重要的。
Here's telling you to count the cost of not doing it.
就是说，让你想一想，不接受神是要付什么样的代价。
Count the cost of not doing it.
想一想，不接受神，我们要付什么样的代价？
Yes, you need to count the cost of doing it. You need to make an informed decision.But that informed decision has to look at the other side too, the cost of not doing it.
那我们想一想，要不要做耶稣基督的门徒？我们想一想要付的代价。但我做这样的分析的时候，也要想一想，不接受他会付什么样的代价。
There is a cost to not doing it, and ultimately it is infinitely higher.
不接受神付出的代价要比接受神的代价要高得多。
Is that king coming against you on judgment day?
耶稣基督就是在审判日那天向你走来的这个王。
That king is God.
这个王是神。
Can you stand against him on judgment day?
在审判日的时候，你可以打败他吗？
Are your resources good enough to prevail?
那你可以救自己吗？
Can you save yourself?
你可不可以自救？
And the answer is clearly no.
那答案是否定的。
You have to make peace with God while there is still time to do it.
我们当有时间的时候要向神求和。
And that peace is possible only through faith in Jesus Christ.
这个和平只有通过把信心放在主耶稣基督之中才可以得到。
John 6:33, Acts 10:36, Romans 5:1, Ephesians 2:15.
约翰福音6:33, 使徒行传10:36, 罗马书5:1, 还有以弗所说2:15都向我们阐释了这个道理。
And if we go that route, which we must, then he wants us to be disciples.
如果我们准备跟从他，他要我们做门徒。
Okay. So there's your upshot, folks.
那是就我们的选择是在这里了。
Okay. You have to realize being a disciple comes with a cost, and he wants you to count that cost so that you can endure to the end, not so that you can choose not to do it.
要做门徒，耶稣基督是让我们看看要付出的代价，是因为他希望我们可以坚持到底，不是因为他希望我们撤退。
Jesus was not chasing off those two guys.
耶稣基督没有赶跑这两个人。
He wanted them to think it through and be properly prepared.
他希望他们能够好好的思考，能够非常严肃的做出选择，能够做好他们的准备。
Get serious or get out.
或者你严肃的选择，或者你可以走。
Now, how different is that from our evangelical approach today?
耶稣基督的这种想法和我们今天的传教的方式可能有一些不同。
We practice what's called easy believism.
那今天我们这个想让大家相信，好像是一件很简单的事情。
We want to make believers instead of disciples.
那我们是要找信徒，不是在造就门徒。
Just accept Jesus, he won't disrupt your life.
接受耶稣基督，你还可以按你的方式去生活。
And we do that because we're afraid that if we tell people count the cost, then they won't come.
那有时候我们这样做是因为我们害怕，如果告诉大家做基督徒的代价，也许人们就吓跑了，不会再来了。
That's the opposite of what Jesus did.
那这和耶稣基督的教导是背道而驰的。
A typical come online. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life.
那我们经常可以听到这样的宣讲，神爱你，他对你的生命有一个非常完美的计划。
Yes, he does love you, and yes, he has a wonderful plan for your life.
他是爱你，他也对你的生命有一个完美的计划。
That wonderful plan includes discipleship, which may include suffering, sacrifice, and self-denial. That's part of the wonderful plan.
但是他给你丰盛生命的计划也包括做他的门徒，你可能会被迫害，可能会经过很艰难的时候，你也要去背叛你自己的一些意志。
That's a detail we leave out.
那这个细节有的时候我们没有想到。
We just tell people, invite Jesus into your heart. We leave off that part about repentance, that part about changing, that part about discipleship.
那我们请众人来接受耶稣基督进入他们的心中，但是我们没有看到忏悔能够悔改改变的这一方面。
The way our evangelism is set up makes it actually very likely that people will respond. They'll say yes to Jesus on the emotion of the moment, but there's no counting the cost, there's no real commitment, and they don't last.
那有时这种传道方式呢，使得一些会众呢，因为当时他们的情绪非常激动，他们会接受，但是之后呢，他们又会改变。
Because there's no genuine conviction.
因为他的悔改，他当时的接受并不是真心的。
See those big crusade evangelism on TV today, the stadium filled out with Billy Graham, and at the end, all these people moving down to the front to say yes to Jesus.
那我们大家可能都很熟悉这些大型的宣道会，像 Billy Graham， 有成千上万的人去听到，然后很多人到他的前台去接受福音。
Do you know that within 3 to 6 months after that, 49 out of every 50 people who went down to say yes to Jesus have turned against him and become very, very difficult to reach?
那大家是不是看到过这样的数据？知道三到六个月之后，这些传道会三到六个月之后，当时接受耶稣基督的人中，50个人中有49个人，他们都放弃了他们的信仰，而且更难再接受耶稣基督了。
And why? Because we didn't tell them the whole story.
为什么？因为他们没有听到这个完整的故事。
And why?
为什么？
Are we afraid we'll scare them off? They won't say yes to Jesus when they know there's a cost?
因为我们怕他们会听到这样的代价会跑掉吗？
Ask yourself, why is it that in here, the Western world where we take that approach, we try to make it easy, the church is dying and it's growing in exactly those parts of the world where people are paying a real cost.
那我们大家问问自己，为什么在我们西方教会，当我们运用这样的一种方式的时候，教会没有在成长，反倒慢慢的在灭亡，它在丢失信徒。但是在一些迫害非常严重的地方，像中国，教会倒在兴旺，在成长。
Now, is the cost higher here in Canada or in China?
在加拿大做耶稣基督信徒。代价更大呢，还是在中国付的代价会更大？
Here in Canada, the church is dwindling.
那我们加拿大的教会都在减小。
And in China, it's growing by leaps and bounds.
在中国教会在大大的兴旺。
Let me leave you with three points to remember for yourself and for your witnessing.
那我们现在讲一讲，有三点，牧师要讲的，但是他讲的中国教会是地下教会，我们讲。
Number one, salvation is free, but discipleship costs.
那第一点就是说，救恩是免费的，但是做门徒是有代价的。
2 Timothy 3:12 says, "All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution."
那提摩太后书3:12讲到，其实凡立志在耶稣基督里过敬虔生活的人，都会受到迫害。
Don't hide that fact.
不要把这个事实藏起来。
Point number two.We have to count the cost, not in order to know if we want to pay it, but so that we will be sure that we will make it to the end.
第二点，我们要 想想这个代价不是说要撤退，而是说能够确保我们坚持到底，在信心中。
And the final point number three, that cost we pay is actually a short-term pain. What we get is long-term gain.
那第三点，大家要看到，这个要付的代价是短时期的痛苦，但是可以带来永久性的收益。
When we live as disciples, we are storing up treasure in heaven.
当我们做耶稣基督门徒的时候，我们是在天堂中积累我们的宝藏。
And that will be ours for all eternity.
那在永恒中，我们都可以享用这个宝藏。Your
house, your car, your stock portfolio, you're not going to take that with you.
你的房子、你的车子和你的股票，你都不可以带走。What
you will have for all eternity is the treasure you've stored up as a disciple.
那在永恒中，只有我们在天堂所积的宝藏，我们可以拥有。Think
of it as God's retirement plan for eternity.
那想想，这是神给我们的一个退休计划。That's
why Paul said, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
这就是为什么保罗在罗马书8章18节讲到，我认为现在所受的痛苦与将来要显给我们的荣耀相比，简直微不足道。
And in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus told us to rejoice when people persecute us and when people revile us falsely. He says, because great is your reward in heaven.
那在使徒行传中，我们看到这些使徒，他们因为遭受神的迫害，他们反而欢喜。但耶稣基督说，是因为你所付的代价是值得的。
The cost in this life may seem great, but it is vanishingly small compared to the reward.
在这个生命中，这个一生所付的代价，有时候看起来可能是非常大，但是对永生来讲是非常微不足道的。And
the funny thing is, even in this life, disciples have more fun.
因为，即使在我们当时耶稣基督的使徒，好像他们生活也是充满喜悦的。Generally,
the more serious you are about your Christian life, the greater your joy is.
你越是一个非常 听神的，跟从神的基督徒，你生活中的喜悦应该越多。The
world just can't grasp that, drives them bonkers.
那这个世界无法了解或者理解你这样的喜悦。So
in conclusion, ask yourself a few questions. Have you responded to Jesus Christ? And if so, are you a believer only or are you a disciple?
那大家可以问自己这样的问题，你是不是已经接受耶稣基督？如果你接受了，那你是只是一个 信徒呢，还是一个门徒？
Have you really counted the cost? Are you sure you'll be able to endure to the end?
你想没有想过做门徒的代价，你可不可以坚持到底？
If not, now is the time to think about it.
如果你还没有做好这样的准备，那现在要好好的想一想了。
Let me point out that the word disciple appears in the New Testament 269 times.
那门徒这个词在新约中出现了269次。
The word Christian appears only 3 times.
那基督徒只出现了3次。
There's a reason for that.
这是有原因的。
Okay. So finally in Revelation 3:15-16, Jesus warns, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
那请大家一定要记住启示录3章15-16节中耶稣基督给我们的警告，他说：“我知道你的行为，你不冷也不热，我情愿你或冷或热。可是现在你却像温水一样不冷不热，我必将你从我口中吐出去。”Make
up your mind to believe and to be a disciple.
那大家要做这个决心，做耶稣基督的门徒。It's
your choice, God's follower or God's vomitus.
那这是你的选择，或者是跟从神，或者是被神从口中吐出来。Let
us pray.
让我们一起祷告。Heavenly
Father, you have set before us the way of life, faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. You have also asked us to be disciples, Lord. You have warned us that the path may be difficult, but you've also told us there's great reward in it. Lord, we pray that you will work in the hearts of all of us, to be committed, to be not just believers, but to be disciples, to be your followers, to live in a way that is pleasing to you, Lord. And we thank you and look forward to the reward you have prepared for those who love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
天父，感谢您能够通过您的儿子耶稣基督向我们显示，你是希望我们怎么样生活，求您能够让我们 知道这样的代价，也能够知道我们在天堂中可以积累的宝藏。这一切奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。